真正传播是一所非牟利基督教传播机构。我们的意象是透过多媒体制作、网络和文字事工，叫无数的华人都能够认识基督信仰，并且成为基督的门徒，荣神益人。感谢神，机构每年的经费和制作开支，神一直透过教会和信徒供应我们。如果你认同我们的意象，我们诚意邀请你透过奉献作为我们的事工伙伴，好让我们能够继续尽心制作紧贴时代需要的产品，为大家带来生命的改变和转化。欢迎你致电2409-1233，或者浏览机构的网页 www.gnci.org.hk 去了解奉献和支持我们的方法。愿神赐福给你。
很多人都说对香港有信心，然后这班人就列举很多的数字，列举很多的国际局势，列举香港和大陆之间的良好关系。但是经过几年之后整个形势就变化了，香港和大陆的关系又出现了很新、很急剧、很多我们意料不到的变化，世界局势也在变紧。于是这班话有信心的人呢，就不敢再话有信心。当时他们话有信心的时候，令到很多香港人都很乐观、很有信心。但当他们不敢再话有信心的时候，很多香港人呢就想定、执定包袱了，想着呢就移民外国了，想着没办法了，香港不是一个久居之地。但是我感谢主啊，就是有一班人叫做基督徒的，他们的反应跟一般人是不一样的。世人所谓的信心，就是他见到一些事实，他用眼见到一些数字，见到一些形势，见到一些良好关系，他们就说有信心。但是基督徒也都是讲信心，但是基督徒的信心呢，你问他信心在哪里，他讲不到出来，你叫他列举数字，他列举不到。但是感谢主，他们有一种很深、很沉实的信心。他们的信心在哪里来呢？我最近一直在研究这个问题。基督徒的信心不是凭着肉眼见到的，是凭着我们心灵的眼见到的。我们都是见到的，只不过呢，我们不需要列举数字，我们里面有一个很稳定的把握，因为我们知道明天掌管在谁的手中。我们知道我们所信的主是历史的主宰，他会掌管一切。关于这些道理，以往来说我一定都不，我一直都不是很清楚。我信主已经有20年之久了，但在前10几年，在我病之前，可以说我是信，但是我这个信是没有经历的，没有一个主观的经历，叫做什么叫信心，我不知道。但是感谢主啊，藉着一场病给我很真切地碰着什么叫信心。人人都讲信心，甚至撒旦都信，撒旦都信耶稣的，但是他的信跟我们的信不一样，因为我们的信是不但只有信，还有倚靠。这个才是真正的信心。所以在我病中的时候，我记起主，一路我信的都是客观道理的主。但是当我病中的时候，一个人面临生命的尽头的时候，没盼望，怕，这个是一个很自然的现象。但感谢主，就因为这样，让我重新去到我信仰的中心，去到我所信仰的主面前，然后重新将这个生命交托给他。在那一刻中，我所尝到的，我所体会到的，是我以前从来没尝过的。我这个人以前信主，是信，也都有去礼拜堂，也都有所谓的服侍，但是在我的生命里面，我并没有将这位主宰介绍入到我家庭，介绍入我生命，介绍入我生活的里面。可以说在礼拜堂或者听道理的时候，我是信主的，回到家我就跟一个没信的人一点分别都没有。我一直在这计划我自己的事，好像大多数的香港人一样，如果香港有什么事的时候，我们就执定包袱了。如果基督徒都好像一般的香港人或者一般的世人一样，那我们就生活得太可怜。我们所谓的信是完全没有根基。但感谢主，我藉着一场病，给我真切地 摸到信心的实际。这个信心是需要我们在生活上来好好经历。当然我是特别因为头脑复杂的关系，所以要经过一场病，并不是所有基督徒都要经过病所以奉着主。但是我觉得在病中信什么？你可以信什么？很多病人说我信我不会死，但是结果他们都死了。我信什么？我最真切的训练，我觉得就是去回神的话里面。我信的是神的话，当神的话一来，我信心就充满，我信心就坚固了。当每一次我小信的时候，每一次我话信，但是当望着块镜看见自己越来越衰弱的时候，当我医生告诉你不是太好的情况，不是太好的时候，当我见到我自己拥有的金钱，我的事业都失去的时候，我就开始害怕。但是感谢主，不是一次的，但是一次又一次，主要将他的话来坚固我的信心。每一次我去到他话的面前的时候，我就里面觉得重新得着力量。好奇怪，这个力量是很深处里面涌流出来的，然后令到我一天又一天地过日子。我讲过了，以前我一直是计划自己的事，甚至可以说我的思虑比一般的世人可能思虑更多。圣经说你不要为明天忧虑，但我天天都忧虑。我每一天都盘算我应该怎样保有我的财产，我怎样照顾我的家庭。当然这个是没错的，但是如果我们整个心落在盘算里面，我们就完全失了我们对主的倚靠。但是感谢主啊，有一段时间我曾经自怨自艾过，因为主啊，除了给我得一场病之外，他还藉着很多的环境将我所有的财产都拿走了。我是一个很重视银子的人，好像大多数的香港人一样。当主给我一场病，我说不要紧，我会好翻。但是当主拿走了我的钱的时候，我就很顶不顺。我怎么算呢？没了钱我以后怎么生活？我是一个很长远打算的人，没了钱了，又没了健康了，又没了事业了，那究竟还有什么？不死都没用。就是一个这样的时刻，感谢主啊，主最大的福分就是他的话，他用他的话来提醒我，他告诉我，好像弥迦书第七章第八节那里告诉我，我虽然跌倒，但却要站起，我虽然坐在黑暗里面，耶和华却作我的光。当我每一次小信的时候，去到主的面前，我说主啊，我不行，你拿走了我所有的东西，那 我比世人更加可怜了。但是主一再一次责备我的小信，然后又坚固我的信心。所以到今日为止，我觉得我今日的生活是真正依靠主的生活。同埋我觉得如果没有主，我真的不知道怎样生活。主真的带到我去到一个这样的地步。不过我真的很感谢主，我曾经有一段时间很情绪低落，我什么都没有的时候，然后主好像高天而来的日光是这样来安慰我。我当我赚很多钱的时候，当我事业似乎很灿烂的时候，我都不敢好好去洗钱，我不敢，因为我为明天忧虑，我怕我洗了钱之后明天就没了，所以我不敢去买屋，我不敢去买任何东西。但是奇怪，当主拿走了我所有的钱之后，我说主，我什么都没了。然后在最近一段日子，主又给我一间屋住，而且给我一间屋比以前大很多。咁我就好奇怪，我同主讲，我主啊，我供唔起呢啲嘢嘅。喺我赚好多钱嘅时候，我都唔够胆去供嘅。而家我完全一啲收入都冇啦，我点去供？但系奇怪，主一次又一次坚定佢嘅应许。啊，奇怪，我一直都觉得呢件事好奇怪。但系我原来我将我同我太太商量，我哋都唔知点样供，不过唔紧要啦，过一日算一日。然后我哋个存折啊，那个每个礼拜嘅 account， 因为要供楼啊，供好多钱嘅。我同陈英主都说我不敢供，但是主又是给你，他不返回。然后过了年纪，一直那个收支平衡表都是平衡，我就觉得很奇怪。我每一次都不知道钱在哪里来，因为一个完全没有稳定收入的人是真的很惊青，尤其是我本身是一个很惊青的人。但是经过年纪以来，我真的经历到我所信的一位主是一位信实的主。当然我这个见证，我这个卑微见证不算得什么东西，但是 我觉得因着我的倚靠，我的病就一日一日就好翻。因着我的倚靠，主并冇亏待我。主在生活上，虽然我完全是无着嘅，冇一个稳定的收入，但主冇亏待我。啊，佢喺不同的环境、不同的人啊、事物里边咧，将好多嘢嚟供应我，并且我所得的比我以前病之前是更加多。当然我们不是求这个德，乃是我们相信我们的主是信实的主。我们今天要过的是一个信心的生活。我们这个信心不是凭着眼见，是因为主是一位信实的神。当我们这样看见的时候，我们对明天我们就充满了盼望。我们不会再悲观。虽然香港前景是一片迷糊，很多人说很多消极的说话，我亦都唔敢喺度讲咩积极嘅说话，因为冇个人睇见听天明天。我亦都唔敢喺度列举任何嘅数字，但我只敢讲一样嘢，就话我哋所信嘅系一位又真又活嘅神，佢亦都系一位信实嘅神。当我哋真心嚟依靠佢嘅时候，佢就负我哋一切嘅责任。就好似亚伯拉罕嘅信，当佢离开吾尔嘅时候，佢都唔知道去边度，不知道往哪里去。但感谢主，因着佢呢个信，神就一步一步的带领，所以他就存着一个从远处望见并且欢喜迎接的心。这个远处不是指着空间，是指着时间。他所盼望神所赐给他的福，可能到现在他死了几千年，到现在他还未，如果他还在世上，他到现在还未见到这样的成就，他还未见到。但是感谢主，他在信心里面死去，我真的觉得这是一个活的见证。然后希伯来书又再一次提醒我，在第十一章有很多很多见证人，好像云彩一样，他们从亚伯开始计起，亚伯、以诺、挪亚，然后亚伯拉罕、撒拉，然后以撒、雅各、约瑟，一个一个地数下去。这班信心的见证人，他信的是什么？他信的就是神的话，他就凭着神的话来改变他整个下半生，改变他整个后半世的生活。他然后挪亚可以在天大太阳的时候在建造方舟，有人在耻笑的时候，有人在拒绝听他的意道的时候，他依然在建造方舟。这个是一个信心的故事。因着他这个信，希伯来书再一次将这班信心的见证人在我们的面前。到我们今天，我们香港在目前这个时刻，这一班的基督徒，或者这个世界动荡的时刻，这一班的基督徒，我们都是站在信心的见证人的中间。有一天我们都会过去，我们都会成为云彩，维持一代又一代的人。我们觉得我们的生命是永恒，我们一直在信心里面，或者会过去，或者会被提，我不知道。但是总之我们这个信心是仰望为我们的信心创始成终的耶稣。因着这样，我对香港的前景满了盼望。因为我不是看香港，我是看主。我不是看地上一切的事物，我是看主。我虽然是患了一个叫做绝症，但我不看我自己的身体，我是看主。我都不看我 家庭，或者看我仔女孝不孝顺，我是看主。我都不看我有没有事业前途，我是看主。我都不再计较人家还认不认得我，我还有没有什么俗世的名和利，我是看主。我觉得当我这样单单看主的时候，主就负我完全的责任。所以当我虽然我对前景一切的迷糊，对我对收入的来源完全不知道，但在我经历里面，我所信的神是又真又活的。同样今天在香港所有基督徒，如果我们只是盘算我们应不应该走，只是计较形势是怎样的话，我们就比世人更加可怜。感谢主啊，主给我们有一个心眼，主给我们有一个透视的眼睛，我们看见时间以后所发生的事，祂是掌管历史的神。当我们信靠祂的时候，祂就负我们完全的责任。感谢主啊，我只能够短短这样讲下，讲述了我近几年的生活。虽然我所信的似乎都是虚无缥缈，但是当神的话一来的时候，这个力量就是无比的实际。盼望这个力量也都成为许多香港基督徒的力量，我们能够依然站立在这里，为他做一个活的见证。感谢主。
you very much.
多谢大家。
It's a great honor for me to be with you tonight, to worship with you, to share with you around the Word of God.
今晚能够同大家喺一个聚会里边一齐分享神嘅说话，我觉得非常之荣幸。
I would like for us to stand for a word of prayer.
请大家一齐起身，我哋一齐祷告。
We thank you, O God, for your presence with us here tonight.
天父，我哋多谢你俾我哋喺一个地方能够聚集。
We thank you that you put within our hearts a desire to worship you.
我哋多谢你，让我哋心里边有一个愿意敬拜你嘅心。
We thank you for the reminders tonight that this is your world and that you are sovereign over all.
多谢你今晚提醒我哋呢一个世界系属于你嘅，你有一切绝对嘅治权。
Open our minds and warm our hearts and strengthen our will tonight, we pray.
求你打开我哋嘅心眼，温暖我哋嘅心，让我哋嘅心智喺你嘅面前得到坚强。我哋咁样祷告。
Amen.
阿门。请坐。
I've enjoyed worshiping with you tonight.
今晚我好享受同大家一齐敬拜。
When we worship in a situation like this, I think of the picture in Revelation of the great multitude whom no one can number.
当我哋咁样敬拜嘅时候，我谂到启示录所讲嘅喺天上有唔能够数过嚟嘅人喺度一齐敬拜。
The multitude from every language, tribe, nation, from the earth.
呢一啲人系从各方各国各族各民而嚟嘅。
We see the picture of this multitude gathered around the throne, worshiping God.
我哋睇到呢一幅图画就系好多嘅人。围绕神嘅宝座嚟到向佢敬拜。
The book of Revelation, where that picture is given, it doesn't speak of any interpreter or translator.
喺启示录嗰度冇提到有传译员。
So they must all be worshiping in the same language.
佢一定系用同一种嘅语言嚟到敬拜神。
It's probably Chinese.
可能系用中文。
I don't know Cantonese or Mandarin, but one or the other.
可能粤语或者广东话。
But somehow gathered in worship, focusing on honoring the God who brings to fulfillment His plan.
当我们一起聚集敬拜的时候，我们的焦点要集中在那位成就祂计划的上帝。
And when we gather in worship, we in one sense look ahead to that fulfillment.
当我们聚集敬拜的时候，在某个程度来说，我们是盼望这种的实现。
But we also recognize that God is active and at work among us, as we have already heard tonight.
我们在看到将来之余，但是我们同时承认到在此时此刻神在我们当中来到工作。
We know that the gods of communism will fail.
我们知道共产主义的神必定会失败。
The gods of capitalism will fail.
资本主义的神必定会失败。
The gods of the traditional religions will fail.
传统宗教的神必定会失败。
The gods of economics will fail.
经济的神也都会失败。
But Jesus says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never pass away.
但主耶稣基督自己话：天地要过去，我的话却永远长存。
Jesus is the Word of God made flesh.
主耶稣系道成肉身嘅话语。
It is He whom we worship tonight, and in whom we have our confidence.
今晚我哋系敬拜佢，我哋对佢有绝对嘅信心。
For those of you who were here this morning, you remember that we were talking about the gift of the kingdom of God.
假如当中有人在今朝早有参加聚会的，你会记得今朝早我们讲到神是将神的国度赐给我们。
How Jesus said to his disciples, "Fear not, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom."
主耶稣对他的门徒说，你们这小群不要惧怕，因为父乐意将国度赐给你们。
The kingdom of God is a gift.
神的国度是一个礼物。
Tonight I'd like for us to think about the secret of the kingdom of God.
今晚我想同大家思想神国度嘅奥秘个秘密。
And what that means for us now here where God has placed us.
喺此时此刻，我哋生活喺一个处境里边，神嘅国度对我哋有乜嘢嘅意义
？The scriptural basis is Mark 4 verses 1 through 20.
今晚要读嘅经文系马可福音第四章第一节至到第二十节。
You will recognize that this is the parable of the sower.
你会认识到这个是那个撒种的比喻。
Let us hear these words.
请大家听这段的圣经。耶稣游在海边教训人，有许多人到他那里聚集，他只得上船坐下，船在海里，众人都靠近海站在岸上。耶稣就用比喻教训他们许多道理，在教训之间对他们说，你们听啊，有一个撒种的出去撒种，
杀的时候有落在路旁的，飞鸟来吃尽了，有落在土浅石头地上的，土既不深，发苗最快，日头出来一晒，因为没有根就枯干了。有落在荆棘里的，荆棘长起来，把它挤住了，就不结实。又有落在好土里的，就发生长大，结实有三十倍的，有六十倍的，有一百倍的。又说，有意可听的，就应当听。无人的时候，跟随耶稣的人和十二个门徒问他这比喻的意思。耶稣对他们说，神国的奥秘只叫你们知道，若是对外人讲，凡事就用比喻，叫他们看是看见却不晓得，听是听见却不明白，恐怕他们回转过来就得赦免。又对他们说，你们不明白这比喻么？这样怎能明白一切的比喻呢？杀种之人所杀的就是道，那杀在路旁的就是人听了道，撒旦立刻来把杀在他心里的道夺了去。那杀在石头地上的就是人听了道，立刻欢喜领受，但他心里没有根，不过是暂时的，及至为道遭了患难或是受了逼迫，立刻就跌倒了。还有那杀在荆棘里的就是人听了道，后来有世上的思虑、钱财的迷惑和别样的私欲进来把道挤住了，就不能结实。那撒在好地上的就是人听到有领受，并且结实，有三十倍的，有六十倍的，有一百倍的。
Notice especially what Jesus says in verse 11.
请大家注意耶稣在这里第十一节所讲的，
The secret of the kingdom of God has been given to you.
神国的奥秘已经给了你们了，只是叫你们知道。
To others it is given in parable.
对其他人是用比喻来讲的。
But just as Jesus said to the little flock of disciples, the kingdom is given to you, here he says the secret of the kingdom is given to you.
正如头先所讲，耶稣向门徒话：你们这小群，神乐意将佢国度俾你哋。喺呢一度，耶稣话神愿意将国度嘅奥秘赐俾你哋。
This is a key parable in Jesus' teaching.
喺耶稣嘅教训里边，呢一段系相当关键性嘅经文。
You may think of it as the master parable.
你可以话佢一个主要嘅经文。
It's one of only three parables that are recorded in all three Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke.
是一个主要的比喻，这个比喻是只有前面这三卷的圣经妇女福音才提到的。
This is a key parable because it comes at the very beginning of Jesus' public ministry.
这个是关键性的比喻，因为在耶稣开始出来传道的时候，他就讲这个比喻。
It's the parable that Jesus uses to introduce the meaning of the kingdom.
这个比喻耶稣用它来引入神国的意义。
And the meaning of what it means to really follow Jesus Christ.
我们讲到乜嘢叫做跟随耶稣基督真正嘅意思。
So let's think together about this secret of the kingdom.
所以我一齐要嚟思想呢一个所谓神国嘅奥秘。
I believe if we understand this parable, we will understand both the meaning of the kingdom of God and the meaning of discipleship.
我哋相信，如果我哋明白呢一个比喻嘅话，我哋就能够明白神嘅国度，又能够明白乜嘢叫做做主嘅门徒。
The first thing we notice here is the secret of the soil.
第一样嘢我哋要需要注意嘅就系嗰啲地土嘅秘密。
This is not so much a parable of the sower as it is the parable of the soils.
呢一个唔系净系讲到嗰个撒种嘅人，呢一度主要系提到嗰啲地土唔同嘅土地。
There are different kinds of soil.
呢一度有唔同种类嘅地土。
I don't know what the soil is like around here.
我唔知道香港啲泥系点样样嘅。
When we lived in Brazil, most of the soil was red.
我曾经住在巴西，巴西的地嗰啲泥是红色的。
There are different kinds of soil.
我哋有好多唔同种类嘅地土。
When I was a child, we lived on a piece of land that had a swampy area behind it.
我做细路仔嘅时候，我哋住嘅地方嗰度系一啲泥沼嘅地方。
In the spring and fall, there was water and grass and birds.
喺春天嘅时候，我哋有好多唔同嘅雀仔住喺嗰个地方。
But in the middle of the summer, it would dry up.
但到夏天的时候，这些沼泽的地方就枯干。
The water was all gone.
那些水就不见了。
And there was a very black dirt.
那里有一个很黑色的那些泥。
But I discovered as a boy, if I dug through that dirt, I came to gray clay.
我是做小孩子的时候，我将这些泥拿来做黏土。
And that was kind of interesting.
那挺有趣，挺好玩的。
If I dug down deeper, I came to a very fine sand.
我掘呢啲泥嘅时候，发现有一啲嘅泥土系好幼嘅沙。
Because there is a variety of kinds of soil.
因为越掘落去嘅时候，就发觉有唔同嘅土地。
Now I have a question for each of us tonight.
我今晚俾大家有一个嘅问题。
What kind of soil are you?
你是属于哪一种的泥土?
Because it's clear here that the question of the parable is the question of the differences of the soil.
因为非常明显的这个比喻所讲的关于是关于不同的泥土。
The seed is the same.
那个种子是完全一样的。
The seed is the word of God.
那个种子就是神的说话。
And the good seed of God's word is being sown in the world.
神的好种子是在世界各地被传播出去。
What kind of soils do we have here in this story?
但个问题就喺呢个比喻当中，我哋睇到乜嘢嘅泥土呢？
Jesus talks about the pathway.
主耶稣讲到一条嘅路喺路旁。
The place where the soil has been beaten down hard by the feet of people passing.
喺呢个路旁嗰啲嘅泥土咧，啲人浅踏过，嗰啲嘅泥好浅嘅。
And the seed falls there.
嗰啲种子落喺嗰啲地方。
But before it can sprout, the birds come along and eat the seed.
但佢喺未曾能够发芽生长之前，嗰啲种子已经唔见晒。
It's good seed, but it produces no harvest.
种子非常好，但不能够结果。
And Jesus said some people are like that.
主耶稣话有啲人就系咁样样嘅。
Jesus also speaks here about rocky ground.
主耶稣亦都讲到有一啲有石头嘅地方。
It's good earth, but it's mixed with rocks.
个泥土唔错，但系佢俾一啲石头混埋晒一齐。
It's very shallow.
佢系非常肤浅。
Just a thin layer of earth over the rock.
只不过浅浅嘅一层泥喺嗰啲石头上边。
So when the seed falls, it sprouts and it looks like it's going to grow.
即系当种子降落去嘅时候，佢开始发芽，似乎系要生长啦。
But soon it withers away.
但好快嗰啲种子就枯干掉。
It's shallow. There's no depth.
因为嗰啲泥土好浅，冇深度。
And sometimes we are like that.
好多时候我哋都系同样咁嘅样子。
When I was living in Chicago, I worked one day out in the yard, the grass along the side of the church building.
我住喺芝加哥嘅时候，有一次喺我哋教会嘅建筑物旁边嗰个花园嗰度，我系嚟到去锄嗰啲地下。
I was cutting the grass and pulling out weeds.
我又剪草除嗰啲嘅野草。
And I discovered at one place that where the grass wasn't growing very well, it was very shallow.
我发现有一个地方嗰啲草好似唔系生得几好，嗰啲地方好浅嘅泥土。
There was just a little bit of grass, and then under that I discovered a layer of bricks.
嗰度有少少嘅草，但喺下边咧有一层嘅嗰啲嘅砖头。
So nothing could grow very well.
所以喺嗰度冇嘢能够生长得好好嘅。
Shallow earth, shallow ground.
呢啲系浅嘅石头嘅土地。
Jesus also speaks about thorny ground.
耶稣又提到一啲有荆棘嘅地方。
It's good soil.
嗰啲土地非常好。
It's good enough to produce thorns and weeds.
足以可以生长荆棘同埋一啲嘅野草。
So when the seed is cast upon it, the seed begins to grow.
即系当种子落喺咁嘅地方嘅时候，种子开始生长。
But other things are growing there as well.
但系其他亦都有其他嘅嘢喺嗰度生长嘅。
Just as our lives sometimes are.
就正如我哋嘅人生亦都有时咁嘅情形。
The gospel is growing.
嗰个福音喺我哋嘅生命里边生长。
Growing in our lives and hearts, but other things are growing there as well.
喺我哋嘅生命里边生长，但同时喺我哋生命里边又有其他嘢喺度长大。
So the thorns and the weeds crowd out the growth of the good seed.
呢啲荆棘同埋野草将我哋嗰个嘅生命嚟到挤住。
Jesus also speaks here about good soil.
耶稣喺呢度又讲到好嘅土地。
Soil which produces an abundant crop.
呢啲土地能够产生非常丰富嘅果实。
He speaks about how the seed is thrown, is cast on this soil.
佢讲到呢啲种子如何嘅放喺呢一啲嘅好土上边。
And it produces a good crop.
然后产生好多嘅果实。
Some 40, some 60, some 100 times what is sown.
有啲三十倍，有啲六十倍，有啲一百倍嘅。
People are different, just as this parable indicates.
就正如呢一个比喻讲俾我听，泥土唔同，人同样系唔同。
And yet, although we are like soil, yet we are also different from soil.
我哋同泥土有啲相似嘅地方，我哋同泥土亦都有唔相似嘅地方。
Soil has no choice as to what kind of soil it is.
呢泥土成为乜嘢泥土，佢冇乜可以选择嘅。
If you have a garden and plant the seed in the ground, it does no good to go out and exhort that soil to produce.
你如果系一个花园可以种一啲嘅嘢，你冇法只系改变个花园嘅泥土，你只能够用嗰度嘅泥土去种你要种嘅嘢。
Like soil, we are all different.
好似泥土一样，我哋都唔同。
But unlike soil, we have a choice about how we receive the word of God.
但系同泥土唔同嘅就系我哋可以选择我哋如何去对神嘅话语有回应。
So when you think of the difference in the soil as the difference in people's lives and hearts,
所以我哋可以將呢啲泥土嘅不同當做係我哋人心嘅不同一樣嚟到去講解。
Or perhaps we may think of it as the difference between different groups of people.
我哋或者可以當做係喺人嘅當中有唔同類型嘅人。
250 years ago in England, John Wesley was traveling throughout the land preaching the gospel.
250年前之前，英國嘅衛斯理約翰喺英國到處去嚟到傳講福音。
And he preached in dozens of little towns and villages and in major cities.
他在不同的城市、大都市甚至鄉村來傳講福音。
And one day he wrote in his journal that these different places he visited were like the different soil.
有一天他在日記裡寫他去不同的地方發覺不同地方的人都像聖經所說的不同的地土。
Some seem to be ready to produce a harvest.
有些好像很快脆就可以在他們當中結出果實。
Other places he said it was like throwing seed on the dry ground or on the hard ground.
他说有些地方就好像将这些种子低在那些干的石头上面，干的地土上面。
But he said perhaps there will be a great harvest still in the future.
但他说可能有一天都可以有大收割的。
Tonight is what kind of soil are we?
今晚问的问题就是我们究竟是哪一类型的地土。
Or perhaps more importantly, what kind of soil do you want to be?
或者更重要的问一问题，你愿意成为哪一种的泥土？
Because clearly the meaning of the parable here is the different responses.
因为很明显的这个的比喻，那重要的意义就是这些不同的反应。
So then the question becomes not just what kind of soil are we, but what kind of soil will we be?
因此个问题就唔系净系话我哋系乜嘢嘅泥土，而系我哋愿意成为乜嘢嘅泥土。
So the secret of the soils has to do with this difference in response.
所以呢个泥土嘅奥秘就系关乎到呢一啲唔同嘅反应。
All of that then leads to the question of the secret of the kingdom.
呢一啲嘅问题就引到关于神国奥秘嘅问题。
Jesus came announcing that the kingdom of God had drawn near.
耶稣来到宣讲神国的福音，他说这个神的国就已经近了。
What did Jesus mean by the kingdom?
当耶稣讲神国的时候，他的意思是什么呢？
The kingdom of God is God's actual authority over all things.
神的国的意思就是神对所有事情，他实际的主权。
God's authority demonstrated in every area of life.
就是神的主权在生命里面各方面彰显出来。
And you remember that Jesus said to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
记得耶稣说你们要先求神的国和神的义。
Perhaps we need to look at our world in the light of this parable.
或者我们首先需要在这个比喻的亮光底下看看今天的世界。
Sometimes in our world, it's hard to understand the meaning of God's kingdom.
有时候在我们今天的世界里面很难明白什么叫做神的国度。
But here, we find revealed to us the secret of the kingdom of God.
但我们从这个比喻当中，我们看见神，主耶稣将神国的奥秘来到讲解出来。
This secret concerns how the kingdom actually comes.
这个的比喻，这个的奥秘是关乎到神国是怎样实际的降临。
You know, in one sense, Christians are a strange kind of people.
在某个意义来讲，基督徒是一种特别的人物。
Christians are people that proclaim that God is bringing peace and joy and righteousness to earth.
基督徒一方面是宣讲神将平安、喜乐、公义带来这个世界。
And yet when we look around us, we often do not see those things.
但当我们周围看这个世界的时候，我们发现世界并不是这样的东西，找不到这些东西。
Maybe it's that very question that Jesus is addressing here.
很可能耶稣所针对的问题就是这个问题。
Here Jesus is talking about the secret of how the kingdom actually does come in history.
耶稣在这里就是讲到在历史里面神的国度实际是怎样降临的。
Does all this talk about the kingdom make any sense?
这里所讲的是不是关乎到神国的意义呢？
Does it make sense to talk about a time of peace when there will be reconciliation and the lion will lie down with the lamb?
当我们看到这个的和好复和的时候，讲到说狮子和绵羊要一起同居的时候，有没有意义的呢？
Where do we see the signs of this?
我们有没有看到这些事情的记号呢？
And if we look around us, we may become pessimistic, we may become hopeless.
我们周围看看，一定会觉得悲观，或者会觉得没盼望。
As our brother shared with us earlier, when our confidence in what we have trusted in fails us, then we ask, where is our confidence?
另外，葉大兄同我哋分享到，當我哋將我哋嘅信心建立喺一啲嘢嘅時候，我哋就會問：究竟我哋嘅信心喺邊度？
So if we look around us, we might become pessimistic or hopeless.
因此，當我哋睇周圍嘅環境嘅時候，我哋會覺得冇盼望，覺得 冇希望。
But this parable gives us a different message.
但呢一个嘅比喻俾我哋另外一个嘅信息。
It gives us the secret of the kingdom of God.
佢俾我哋神国嘅奥秘。
It's found in verse 8.
就喺第八节里边。
Here it says, other seed fell on good soil. It came up and grew and produced a crop, multiplying 30, 60, or even 100 times.
佢就话有啲嘅种子系落喺好土嘅里边，就发生长大。结实有三十倍嘅，有六十倍，有一百倍嘅。
You see here what Jesus is saying?
你有冇睇到耶稣讲紧乜嘢？
There are many kinds of soil.
有好多唔同种类嘅地土。
And yet the farmer doesn't stop sowing the seed because of the fact that some falls on hard ground.
但农夫唔系因着有啲嘅种子跌落嗰啲硬土上边，佢就停止撒种。
Why does the farmer sow the seed?
农夫将种子撒喺咩地方？
After all, much of the seed is lost.
好多呢一啲嘅种子都失咗去。
Is he wasting his effort?
佢系咪浪费咗佢嘅努力呢？
No, because he knows that some of the seed will produce fruit.
佢冇浪费到，因为佢知道有一啲嘅种子一定会结果。
And not simply fruit in proportion to what is sown.
而且呢啲结果系按照佢所撒嘅比例嚟到去结果嘅。
It's not that if he sows a basket of wheat seed, he will receive one basket of harvest.
佢唔系话撒一箩嘅种，佢就会收翻一箩嘅果实。
Rather, it is that the seed produces some 30, 60, 100 times what is sown.
反而咧，佢所得到嘅果实系加倍于佢所撒嘅种子，几十倍咁多。
In other words, some do in fact hear and respond in faith and obedience.
换句话讲，总有一啲人用佢哋嘅信心嚟到去信服，有所回应。
Not only do they respond, but they produce fruit.
他们不单只有所回应，他们也都是结出果实出来。
They produce a crop for the kingdom of God.
他们为神的国度结出这些可以收成的果实。
This is the secret of the kingdom.
这个就是神国的奥秘。
Not simply that God is in control in some overall sense.
不单只是在整体里说神是掌管一切。
Not simply that God by his power will one day break through into our world.
不是只是说神用着祂的权能有一天会介入我们这个世界的里面。
But Jesus says the secret of the kingdom is right within us.
耶稣直情在这里说神国的奥秘就在我们的当中。
Because through those who are faithful, a crop for the kingdom will be produced 30, 60, 100 fold.
因为透过那些有信心有回应的人，他们能够向神的国度作出回应，结出好几十倍的果实。
Those who are faithful to God produce a crop for the kingdom.
对神有信心的人，忠于神的人，他们会为神的国度来到产生果实。
Here then is the secret of the kingdom.
这里就是神国的奥秘。
The secret of the kingdom is that God's kingdom will triumph by the productivity of the good soil.
神国的奥秘就是说神的国度一定会藉着好土的回应而得着胜利。
That's a marvelous thing.
这件是非常奇妙的事情。
It means that we have been given the privilege of helping to produce fruit for the kingdom.
换句话说，我们神已经将一种特权赐给我们，我们可以为神的国度来到有所生产。
That somehow God is pleased to produce the kingdom even through us.
神好乐意透过我们来到生产祂的国度。
Maybe that's what Jesus meant when he said, "Fear not, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom."
当耶稣向门徒说，你们这小群不要惧怕，父乐意将国度赐给你们的时候，可能他所讲的就是这样的事件。
So the question tonight is, what kind of soil are you?
因此今晚的问题就是，你是属于哪一种泥土？
What kind of soil will we be?
我们应该属于哪一种的泥土？
For you see, we have a choice.
我们有一个选择。
So I would urge us tonight to be good soil.
因此我劝勉大家今晚要成为好的泥土。
We can't do that in our own strength.
我们不能够靠自己能力达成这件事。
We can't do that by ourselves.
我们不可以靠自己做得到。
But we can so fully give ourselves to Jesus Christ that God produces a fruit through and in us.
但我们可以完全将自己交给主耶稣基督，让祂透过我们来的结果。
God desires to bring forth an abundant crop through us.
神好愿意透过我们来到收成加倍的果实。
And I mean not just through us as individual believers.
我是指的不是只是单是指透过我们个人作为个人的基督徒。
But I'm thinking of this body of Christ in Hong Kong and around the world.
我是想到在整个香港教会甚至是全世界属神的人。
This multitude which God is forming.
这些是神现在形成的一个群体。
This people of God through whom God wills to produce a crop 30, 60, 100 fold.
这个就是神的子民，他会透过我们这班的百姓来到结出30倍、60倍、100倍的果实。
God desires to bring forth an abundant crop
through us.
神愿意透过我们来到是丰盛的去结果。
Not necessarily in great dramatic deeds or acts.
不一定是透过很戏剧化的伟大的事情。
But in simple, consistent faithfulness to God and God's word.
是透过非常简单的、固定的、经常的一些对神的献身和忠心。
Jesus said in one of his parables, "Blessed are those who are faithful, whom when the Father returns, finds them doing what the Father said."
主耶稣在一个比喻里面，那些忠心于父上帝，当父回到来一个地上，找到他们是忠心的仆人的时候，这些人是有福的。
God does not so much call us to heroic deeds as he does to daily faithfulness.
神一定是很关心我们有没有英雄式的作为，他是很关心我们每一日所做的事。
Faithfulness that will produce a crop.
就是我们每一日对神的忠心能够产生果实的忠心。
It will produce a crop of various kinds of fruit and flowers.
产生不同类型的果实，开出不同的花朵。
Because God's grace is varied in the way it produced a harvest in us.
因为神的恩典是应该透过我们来到结出果实的。
The Bible makes it plain that we have varying capacities and varying gifts.
圣经讲得很清楚，我们都有不同的本能、不同的恩赐可以做这些事。
There is a great variety of the gifts of the Spirit in the body of Christ.
在耶稣基督的身体里面，圣灵赐下不同类型的恩赐。
It's through the beauty of our personalities and the exercise of our gifts that God is producing a crop.
透过我们每一个人的个性、不同美丽的地方，透过我们的恩赐，我们为神来到结果。
How can we be those who produce a crop for the kingdom?
我们怎么样能够为神的国度来到产生结果呢？
Let me mention particularly three things.
让我是特别提三方面。
First of all, that we fall in love with God's word.
第一件事就是我们要爱神的话语。
That we feed on God's word daily.
我们经常每一日让神的话语来到喂养我们。
That God's word becomes a part of us.
让神的话语成为我们生命的一部分。
So that it becomes a light to our path.
以致到我们成为让神的话语成为我们路上的光。
So that it becomes a spring of life welling up from within us.
成为生命的泉源在我们里面涌流出来。
So that it becomes a spring of a source of fruit and fruitfulness in the world.
成为我们结果子的一个泉源在一个世界上面多结果子。
Secondly, that we learn the joy of biblical stewardship.
第二方面我们要学习在圣经的教训底下来做管家的喜乐。
That we learn to recognize that truly all things belong to God.
我们要学习认识到真真正正每一件事都是属于神的。
And in the kingdom of God, we are called to be good stewards of all that God has given to us.
在神的国度里面，神呼召我们要做祂的好管家，来到管理祂赐给我们的一切。
All things are to be used productively for the kingdom.
所有的事都要为着神的国度来到有效地去运用。
Whether it's material goods,
无论是物质的方面，
or influence,
或者是我们的影响力，
or relationships,
或者是我们的关系，
or the employment that we have,
或者是我们被雇用在某一个岗位上面。
God is sovereign over all these things.
神对一切的事都有绝对的主权。
And God wants to produce a crop for the kingdom through the faithfulness of our lives.
而神要透过我们的生命向祂来的忠心，而去结出这些的果实。
The third thing that I would emphasize is that we commit ourselves to God's people.
第三样嘢我要强调嘅就系我哋要委身于神嘅子民。
That we devote ourselves to the body of Christ.
我哋要向耶稣基督嘅身体嚟到去委身。
Both to that local fellowship of believers and to the body of Christ in Hong Kong and in the world.
唔单止系本地嘅自己所属嘅嗰班嘅堂会嘅弟兄姊妹，亦都系向整个香港教会，甚至整个世界耶稣基督嘅教会嚟到委身。
We read in Acts 2 that the early believers devoted themselves to the fellowship.
在使徒行传第二章，我们看到初期教会的门徒，他们彼此来到去传契。
In Acts 2:42, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayers.
在使徒行传第四章提到他们彼此是顺服使徒的教训，他们彼此交接擘饼。
What is it that we are devoted to?
这个所谓的彼此委身是什么意思？
That occupies first place in our minds and in our wills and in our priorities.
它就要占据我们整个心思意念最重要的部分。
We need to examine our commitments and ask what are we really committed to.
我们一定要重新反省我们的委身，究竟看看我们究竟委身于什么的东西。
Sometimes we are very good at deceiving ourselves here.
很多时候我们很懂得自己欺骗自己。
A lot of people claim to love God, but clearly are not committed to God's people.
有些人说很爱神，但他们不委身于神的子民。
Again, our testimony earlier tonight was a good illustration of this.
刚才我们所听到的见证也是很好的例子。
We see how a life can be transformed when we come to be fully committed to Jesus Christ and to the body of Christ.
我们看到当一个人愿意委身于耶稣基督的时候，和委身于耶稣基督的身体的时候，他的生命可以如何的被改变。
It's in this way that we bring forth fruit for the kingdom.
是藉着这个途径，我们为着神的国度来到结果子。
We can't do it on our own.
我们不能够靠着自己去做。
If we try to do it on our own, we find that the good seed is crowded out by the cares of this life.
我们如果靠着自己去做，我们会发现我们里面的种子被今生的思虑来到挤出去。
And so we are called to be devoted to God and to the people of God.
因此神呼召我们要是委身于神自己和委身于神的子民。
And this is the way we together bring forth a crop, a fruit,a harvest for the kingdom of God.
我们就透过这个途径，我们整体的一起为神的国度来到结出果实。当时耶稣讲一番教训的时候，听的人是在罗马政权底下。
These people to whom Jesus was speaking were in Palestine and Israel.
当时听耶稣基督所讲的话的这班人是巴勒斯坦的犹太人。
They were Jews.
他们是犹太人。
But as Jews, they weren't in control of the political system.
但作为犹太人，他们没有法子来到控制当时的政治环境。
Because the Holy Land had been taken over by the Roman Empire.
因为当时的圣地是被罗马帝国所统治。
Not long before Jesus' time, the Roman Empire had come and taken control of that whole area.
在耶稣基督降生之前没几耐，罗马帝国来到这个地方，完全管理这个地方。
So this great empire, which is one of the beasts described in Daniel 7, had come and spread over the whole region.
所以这个是但以理书第七章所形容其中一个兽，这个的罗马帝国就来到管理这个地区。
But it was in that empire that the church was born.
但在这个这样的帝国的底下，耶稣基督的教会就诞生了。
It was in that empire that Jesus began to form his community of believers.
在这个帝国的底下，耶稣开始形成他那班的信徒。
It was in the middle of that empire that the Holy Spirit was poured out on the first believers.
在这个帝国的当中，圣灵就大大浇灌下来，充满这班的初期教会的信徒。
It was in the middle of the Roman Empire that Jesus said, "Fear not, for God delights to give you the kingdom."
在罗马帝国的当中，耶稣基督对当时的门徒话：“你们这小群不要惧怕，父乐意将帝这个神国赐给你们。”
And so, as we look at the early church, we see that their situation was not different from many other people down through history who have faced the question of faithfulness under a hostile political system.
因此，当我们看这个历史背景的时候，我们发现初期教会。其实从历世历代以来的教会在其他不同的帝国底下的教会并没有什么很大的分别。
So what Christians in Hong Kong are facing in 1997 is not totally new in the history of the church.
所以香港教会面对1997的问题，在教会的历史里面并不是一件完全新的问题。
It has many parallels to what Jesus experienced and what Paul talked about.
在耶稣基督自己的经验里面和保罗的教训里面都提过很多一类的问题。
How did that first century church exist in the Roman Empire?
第一世纪的初期教会就是生活在罗马帝国的政权底下。
I would like in closing to have us notice four things about the existence of the church in the Roman Empire.
在结束的时候，我想同大家分享下初期教会活在罗马政权底下有四件事我们值得注意的。
Because this shows how that early church was able to produce a crop for the kingdom which eventually undermined that whole empire.
因为这里给我们看见教会如何在那种情况底下结出一些果实，是完全能够抗衡到罗马政权的。
First, these believers had a clear conviction that Jesus is Lord.
第一件事就是当时的教会，他们对耶稣基督有一个绝对清楚的信心，就是耶稣是主。
This was their slogan.
这个就是他们的口号。
We might say this is what they put on their banners.
我们或者可以说他们写标语的时候就写出这句的说话。
Jesus is Lord.
耶稣是主。
Which meant not only that Jesus is Savior, but that Jesus is Sovereign.
他意思就是耶稣不是只是救主，耶稣是统管一切的。
It was to proclaim boldly another sovereign and another kingdom.
这句的说话在很多的政权面前都被宣扬过。
They had a clear conviction that Jesus is Lord.
他们有一个非常坚强的信念，耶稣是主。
Secondly, these early Christians had an organic model of the church.
第二方面，初期教会的信徒有一个非常有机化的一个有机的一个群体。
What do I mean by an organic model?
什么叫做一个有机的教会模式呢？
I mean, they had a sense that the body of Christ was a people gathered around Jesus Christ.
他们就认识到耶稣基督的身体教会就是一班围绕在耶稣基督面前的信徒。
They focused on the function, not on the form of what it means to be the body of Christ.
他们的焦点是放在他们的功能，不是放在他们的形式的身上面。
They were a people marked by worship, community, and witness.
他们的特征就是看得出他们是着重崇拜，他们着重见证。
Those three things, worship, community, and witness, formed the life of, that they shared together.
他们的崇拜、他们的群体生活和他们的见证生活成为他们生活整体三个重要的部分。
We might call this the ecology of the organism.
这个就是整个有机体的一个的ecology, 那个的生态学。
They shared their lives together.
他们彼此分享他们的生命。
They encouraged one another, built up one another, honored one another.
他们彼此鼓励，他们彼此的尊重，他们彼此的得益。
Their lives were linked to one another through Jesus Christ.
他们的生命是透过耶稣基督来到结连在一起的。
And so they formed an informal network of a new people within the Roman Empire.
因此在罗马帝国的底下。他们构成一个非正式的联络网。
Back in that age, somehow without telephones and fax machines, they formed a network of believers.
当时没电话、没fax机，但他们仍然能够在这个罗马政权底下构成一个神国度的群体的一个联络网。
They had an organic understanding and experience of the church.
他们对教会有一个有机的认识和有机的经验。
Thirdly, these early believers had a willingness to serve needy people.
第三方面，呢一班嘅群体，佢哋好愿意去服侍嗰啲穷人。
They were willing to serve people who suffered and who were in need.
佢哋好愿意去服侍嗰班受苦嘅有需要嘅人。
They modeled the very thing that Jesus had said.
佢哋完全系嚟到学习。跟随耶稣基督所讲的教训。
When Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor."
耶稣话：主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人。
Shortly after the beginning of the year 100, a secular writer, a pagan writer, was writing about this early Christian.
没几耐，在公元100年的时候，有一个世俗的作家，他写到描述到基督徒的时候，他怎么写呢？
He was describing this strange new group that had grown up in the Roman Empire. He said they care for people that no one else will care for.
他说这班人竟然去照顾的人，不去照顾的穷人。
They care for widows and orphans.
他们照顾的孤儿寡妇。
They meet the needs of those who suffer.
他们满足那些受苦的人的需要。
We might say that they were producing fruit for the kingdom of God.
我们可以说他们为神的国度来产生结果子。
One final thing I want us to note about the early church in the Roman Empire.
让我提出关于罗马帝国底下的初期教会。
This is that they had a conviction that God can work through secular political power.
就是他们一个信念，神能够透过世俗的政治的架构来工作。
They didn't believe that because they were a part of the kingdom of God, they should withdraw from the world.
他们不相信，因为他们是属于神国的部分，因此他们应该从世界脱离出来。
Later, of course, down through history, many Christians have done that.
后来在历史里面，当然有很多基督徒是做了这件事。
But in this early age, the believers modeled being in but not of the world.
但是早期的教会，他们在那个世纪里面，他们在世界的里面，但是他们不属于这个世界。
Somehow they were able to tread that narrow path of being in but not of the world.
他们能够走那条窄路，就是保持在世界里面，但是不属世界。
Neither withdrawing from the world nor compromising the gospel in the world.
他们既不从世界脱离出来，亦都是不从一个世界来去妥协。
You remember how Paul treated his own Roman citizenship.
你记唔记得保罗如何处理佢嗰个罗马嘅公民权？
He didn't despise it, but he used it.
他完全冇去
睇低嗰個羅馬公民權，佢反而去利用嗰個公民權。
Now Paul in his writings says that we are citizens of the kingdom of God.
保羅喺佢嘅著作裏邊，佢話我哋大家都係神國嘅公民。
And we read in Hebrews that the early Christians looked forward to a city that it was to come.
喺希伯來書，我哋知道當時嘅初期教會信徒，佢哋係盼望將來有一個永久嘅城市。
As believers, we are already a part of that new people and that new kingdom.
我哋作為神國度嘅子民，我哋已經係屬於呢一個國度，將來會去嗰個嘅城市。
And yet, precisely because of that, we understand that God is sovereign all over all the kingdoms of the world.
但正因為如此，我哋都同時知道神對所有地上嘅邦國都有絕對嘅主權。
So we find Paul using his Roman citizenship as a tool for the kingdom.
所以因此我哋睇到保羅係使用佢嗰個羅馬公民權，係為著神國度嘅緣故而去到使用。
This Paul who What says Jesus is Lord also says I appeal to Caesar.
呢一位同樣講耶穌係主嘅保羅，佢同樣曾經講句話：我要向該撒上訴。
In no way compromising his commitment, but rather using his Roman citizenship for the sake of the kingdom.
佢並冇妥協到唔用到佢嘅羅馬公民權，佢反而係為著神國度嘅緣故使用佢嘅羅馬公民權。
And you remember what Paul says about the governing authorities in Romans 13.
你記唔記得保羅喺羅馬書第十三章講到嗰啲執政掌權嘅問題？
He says the authorities have been instituted by God in order to maintain justice in the world.
佢話世上嘅權柄都係神所設立嘅，為咗係治理地上嘅國家嚟到維持秩序。
And Paul could say that even in a political system that in many ways had become corrupt and was oppressive.
保羅在這個羅馬帝國很多時候都是腐敗貪污的一個國度裏面，他仍然能夠講這句的說話。
In fact, for Paul, Roman citizenship was God's gift for the gospel.
對保羅來說，他的羅馬公民權根本就是神給他的，為著福音的緣故的一個禮物。
It may be today that Chinese citizenship is God's gift for the kingdom of God.
很可能今天中國的公民權是神給過我們的，為著神國度的緣故的一個禮物。
But that requires fidelity, faithfulness to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and commitment to the body of Christ.
但這件事仍然需要我們對主耶穌基督有絕對的效忠，對基督的身體同樣是忠於祂的身體。
God has planted a secret in our heart.
耶穌神已經是將一個奧秘擠在我們的心裏面。
God has planted a secret in the community of believers of which we are a part.
神亦都是在祂神國的子民的群體裏面，我們屬於這個群體一部分，祂在我們當中亦都將一個奧秘賜了給我們。
And that is that if God's people will be faithful, God will produce a crop of 30, 60, and 100 fold.
但只要我們效忠於神，忠於祂，祂會透過我們是結出30、60甚至100倍的果實。
May be so with us as we move toward the year 2000.
因此祂會透過我們來到迎向公元2000年。
May God.
真正傳播是一所非牟利基督教傳播機構，我們的意象是透過多媒體製作、网络同埋文字事工，叫无数嘅华人都能够认识基督信仰，并且成为基督嘅门徒，荣神益人。感谢神，机构每年嘅经费同埋制作开支，神一直透过教会同埋信徒供应我哋。如果你认同我哋嘅意象，我哋诚意邀请你透过奉献作为我哋嘅事工伙伴，好让我哋能够继续尽心制作紧贴时代需要嘅产品。为大家带来生命的改变和转化。欢迎你致电 2409-1233 或者浏览机构的网页 www.gnci.org.hk 去了解奉献和支持我们的方法。愿神赐福给你。